This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Oh my God.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh my God. This is like, hello to everyone, by the way. I'm just like,
you're shocked because we're back finally. We're done with our holiday break, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we were on hiatus for like what? For 2 months. And this is like our first episode for our third season in Over a Glass or Two, right?
Yeah.
Medyo kami, sobrang parang ha, naninibago kami parang, ah, tama ba to? Parang, tas excited pa kami. So, my God, so first guest po namin ngayon for the first
Social po ang aming first guest.
Yes, for this we're so season. Excited. So anyways, kumusta po kayong lahat? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening po sa lahat ng nanonood sa buong Pilipinas. Especially po sa mga TFC subscribers. Hindi ko makakalimutan yan, of course. I Want TFC, FYE Channel in Kumu, Facebook, YouTube, and ano pa ba? Yun lang, no? And Jipney TV.
Yes, don't forget Jipney TV in the whole Philippines.
Jipney TV in the whole Philippines. Mga pasahero po ng Jipney TV. Ayan, medyo naghang na ako dahil ang tagal nga, 2 months eh. So anyways, Jekas, ikaw naman, go!
Wow, I'm not home yet, but I'm here in Chicago. Good morning po sa lahat mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide Miss Universe!
Exactly. Verse, Miss Universe. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Oh, guys, tune in. Because you know what? You will learn a lot of things about our beautiful guest for this morning. Excited na ako. Actually, earlier, you know, I was shaking. I'm like, oh my God, like, it's just our first, we've been hunting Miss Arbonne for so
we've been hunting her since she won.
Since 2022, since she won. And finally,
and today is the day.
Is the day. The universe said, okay, it's time. And finally, maybe you never know, we'll meet her in person too, since she lives in New York. Neighbor lang, diba?
Correct.
So anyways, ayan, i-introduce ko na po ang ating special guest for this morning. Ayan, we're thrilled this morning as we're about to meet a remarkable face that has made history in the Miss Universe pageant world. She is the title holder of many firsts. The first Filipino-American to win both Miss USA and Miss Universe 2022. Can you imagine? Grabe! She's also a fashion designer and the CEO of her own sustainable, eco-friendly clothing line. Although her reign just ended, she'll be forever our queen, syempre, diba? Nasa puso natin yan. Guys, let's learn about her past year and her upcoming personal and career plans. Guys, please welcome the beautiful Miss Universe 2022, our Bonnie Gabriel! Woo! How are you, girl? Oh my God. Oh my, look at that hair. When did you cut your hair?
New cut, new year, new cut, new me. I cut this, like a week ago here in New York.
A week ago?
Yes. Wow.
Wait, hold on. I'm dying to know, because usually they say, like, if, you know, a woman or anyone cut their hair, that mm-hmm. means there's a meaning. Like, there's something.
We already have chismis number one.
Chismis number one. Tragic can happen to that person. So what is your reason why you cut your hair?
Well, you know, I really wanted to cut it all year last year as Miss Universe, because my scalp and hair was going through so much with the updos, and I had extensions. And so I was fantasizing about doing it, and I always wanted to. So now that I took my extensions out, I'm not Miss Universe anymore. I thought it was the perfect time. It's 2024. I'm onto a new chapter. So
wow.
Here I am.
I mean, whatever cut, doesn't matter. What do you do? It's, you know, you're still beautiful and perfect in our eyes.
Yes.
But before, so, you know, before we move on, you know what? Me and our director, which is behind the camera right now, is actually, we were arguing earlier before we started, like, hey, I think our last name is already Nola, because that's what's in your social media. And I was like, you know what? When she won, I've seen the Nola before. So can you correct us? Which one are you using really right now? Gabriel and Nola?
Which one is which?
So Nola is my middle name. Okay. And I really used it at Miss Universe because I was competing in the city, New Orleans, Nola. Also, my brand is Arbony Nola, and then I use that on all my social media channels.
Oh, so now you're Arbony Nola.
Well, still Arbony
Nola Gabriel.
I guess I should have put Arbony Nola in subtitle here.
Yes.
And now we're going to your first name, because this is my question too. So Arbony is not a common name. It's so pretty. It's only you. Where does Arbony come from?
Well, it's from my dad. His name is Ramiro Bonson, okay? And when he came to America, he made his name just a little bit shorter, and he dropped a lot of his name and just went by Arbon. And so when I was born, they're like, let's get creative and make a name from Arbon. So I'm Arbony.
Arbon. But growing up, I'm curious. Growing up, were you, a lot of people probably mistaken you to, like, not full of, you don't look Asian at all. There's no traces of being Asian. So, like, does your friends growing up, like, you know, ask you, you know, when little girls would ask, like, are you, what are you? So what do you usually say?
I say I'm Filipina and white.
Oh.
But my parents would always joke that I was adopted, because I don't look like either one of my parents, my mom or my dad.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw your dad is so cute. Right? He's like, how tall is your dad?
I'm taller than him as of now. He's like 5'6".
Oh, wow. Thank God, right? Like, you got it from your mom's side.
Right. Yeah, my mom is like 5'7". I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's why, like, a perfect combination. Right? Like, but so how is it growing up with the Filipino parents? Like, Filipino dad, actually. Because you know, sometimes I have friends that, you know, like, the mom is Filipino and the dad is
Texas.
Not Filipino. Yeah, especially in Texas, right? So sometimes you're arguing, like, you know, which, you know, culture will you follow? So how is it growing up?
I would say it was like the best of both worlds, because, as you know, Filipino families are everything. Like, we always had big parties growing up in Houston. I have a lot of family there, a lot of cousins. Like, we always eat good. And then on my mom's side of the family, it's so much smaller, and it's a different type of family dynamic. My mom is more from a smaller town, outside of Houston. So more country vibes. Mom's very sweet and humble and a little bit more reserved compared to my father. So I just feel like I was immersed in the best of both worlds.
Oh, wow. So your dad is, I feel like your dad is the more like, you know, the funny one. Because most Filipino dads are the, they always like, you know,
have I'll this, give him that, yes.
Right? Like there's their dad jokes, right? Jake has. Like,
no, he's great of them.
Yeah, the dad jokes. It's like sometimes it's corny, but it's like, it's okay. But that's dad.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So do you eat Filipino food or you cook Filipino food?
I eat Filipino food. I honestly, I don't cook it too much when I'm home. I just eat like salmon. I do love salmon sinigang though. My mother like perfected her own chicken adobo growing up. So that's what I grew up on most from my mother. And then also, you know, anytime we're at the family function, we'd always have a lechon. So I loved that.
Oh, wow. And you don't gain weight from eating all those Filipino food.
I guess you didn't miss out on the yummy Filipino food growing up, right?
No, thanks to my titas, no.
Oh, wow. So I'm sure you're also close with your cousins. Because you know how Filipino family, especially in the U.S., they're very like, they're very close, right? Family-oriented.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, tight-knit, yeah. Do you speak Tagalog?
Oh, konti lang.
Oh, ba, marunong na.
Gusto ko po matuto.
Oh, wow.
That's a good start. Yeah.
I know, you know, phrases, like, but fluently, no, not yet.
Well, now that you're not a current reigning Miss Universe, then I think there's more leeway. You can start with the bad words, girl.
Yes.
Of course you say that.
But wait, so did you ever at least try to, you know, to study? Or growing up, your dad, your family never teach you, like, you palo, kain, you know, small words?
Yeah, small words for sure. My dad didn't teach me too much. I would always be asking, like, my titos, my titas, like, how to say anything. And then I would go through spurts of time where I would go on YouTube and listen to like learn how to speak Tagalog, and that would last maybe a couple months and then I'd fall off. So every now and then I pick it up again, but I did make it my goal for this year. I said, okay, no more playing around. I have to be fluent by the end of the year. So I'm saying that now.
Yeah, maybe by next year. JCast, well, if we'll have dinner, you'll start like talking Tagalog.
We'll need to talk to Tagalog to you.
Right? Yes.
That's how it is.
Yes, that's how you learn, right? Are you surrounded with Filipino friends right now? Because that's how you learn.
I know, honestly. No, I don't have a big social life. And growing up, I had some Filipino friends, but it was a mixture. So I didn't grow up around friends speaking Tagalog. It was mostly just with my family.
Oh, wow. What type of, speaking of like growing up, what type of kid are you? Are you the life of the party type, or are you the shy introvert type?
Ooh, I was very shy growing up. I didn't really come out of my bubble until high school, and I started hanging out with different friend groups. Like I started playing volleyball. I was in sports, and then I also was in band. I played clarinet and oboe. I think I really started coming out of my shell then. But I was reserved as a little girl, like so quiet.
I'm curious. Oh, wow. Growing up as a Filipino American in Texas, and I know at least you have a big family unit of Filipinos around you, but was it a little bit harder growing up as a Filipino American in Texas as a teenage girl?
I wouldn't say super hard. Like I would have to say I feel very blessed to grow up in a really good environment in Houston. But it's always like, you know, when I'm with my Filipino family, I'm the white cousin. But then when I'm with my white family, I am the Asian cousin. So you're like, okay, so who am I?
Exactly.
Being different is not that cool when you're younger. And I really have come to embrace it and just love it now.
Wow. But growing, so you're so tall, right? You're what, 5'10"?
Thank you. No, I'm 5'7".
Oh, wow. But girl, for a Filipina, that's tall. Is it hard to, because they said like, cause I'm so short, girl. I'm like, probably look at me like this. I'm only 5".
Yes, he's 4'11".
I'm so short. I just, give me a break. I'm 5". I have to wear like, you know, those.
In your Louboutins, girl. Yes.
Yeah, okay. 3-4 inches heels, right? So, but I always dream, like a lot of us, like the the midget girls. We always dream of, you know, to become tall, right? What about, but I have friends that are taller. They always like, growing up, I want to be short. Trust me, I have insecurities.
Really?
Yeah. I've never heard that. I know. I'm like, really? Because they said like dating guys, it's mostly like, you know, the guy during like, you know, middle school, it's always like the girl is taller.
They're the tallest in the class.
Around.
It's weird.
Yeah, like yes. You can't wear heels. Okay, yeah. Yes, I do hear that now that you say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever embrace that, being tall? And
well, I was always medium height. So I don't know, like that, or I always felt medium height because when I played volleyball, I was shorter.
Yeah, I think 5'7" is average, you know, here in the States.
So I always had girls that were taller than me that I was friends with, you know, growing up modeling too. I was shorter in the modeling world as well.
Wow. So when you were in high school, or were you like the prom queen, you know,
there's cliques, right?
So. Right, there's cliques, right? Were you part of those groups?
You know, I was the girl that hung out with every clique because I was in band. So I was hanging out with, you know, the band geeks. And then I'm a volleyball girl and I tried to do dance. So I hung out with the dance team. So I kind of just really hung out with everybody.
Oh, wow. So you never even.
But I wasn't the prom queen.
Really? Oh, wow.
Well, you're more than the prom queen now.
Everyone. So how did you. High school, do you never even, you know, think about like, you know, maybe someday I'm going to join the, you know, the pageant world?
You know, I never thought about it in high school. It didn't start until COVID, really. In high school, I just thought, I want to be a designer. I want to be a model and I'm going to be a designer. And by high school, I was already sewing dresses and I would make dresses for school dances. And I was showing collections just in fashion shows around Houston. So I was so focused on that already. And that's all I ever thought about, really.
Oh, wow. So who taught you how to sew? Like, because, you know, when you were younger, we see like from our relatives or family or the mom that, mm-hmm. you know, who start like sewing and doing fashion design. Like, who was your inspiration growing up to do the fashion world?
Well, my mother, she had a sewing machine growing up and she would make our Halloween costumes. So we would go to the vintage stores and the thrift stores and she would take some really big dress and then size it down and make it fit me. And I always thought that was so cool. And also my Lolo Sean, she would make a lot of dresses for our family as well. So I just witnessed what sewing was at a young age and I was very intrigued. I was like, this is just interesting. I want to try it.
And since then, you became like you wanted to.
And
be
how
a designer.
About because you know, hand in hand, you designing is drawing. So, did you also were you consider yourself a good drawer before, or did you have to practice that?
I would say I always kind of had a knack for drawing. My mind was always wanting to sketch and draw something, so I really enjoyed that from a young age.
I know, right? Like. Girl, you have all the talent. We always say it like...
Well, I can't sing.
I know. I wish I could.
Well, you can't have
you can
everything.
Dance.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Well, we have auto-tune now. So.
Oh, exactly. But speaking of singing, were you always singing? Like, tried to sing during karaoke? You know, like, even if you
of
can't
course,
sing.
Of course, yeah.
Right? In the Filipino community. But like, mm-hmm. oh, wait. I have
just for fun, there. You know?
Yeah, just for fun. Since you're so beautiful... I'm sure your dad or your titas and lolas probably always like force you or like, please, please, can you be an actress in the Philippines?
Let's go home. Know it.
Right? I'm sure you heard that so many times, right?
There's a conversation like that, right?
Oh, all the time, yes. And you know, actually, before I started my training for Miss Texas and Miss USA and Miss Universe, I had just graduated college and I thought, okay, what direction do I want to take my life now? And I was planning on moving to the Philippines and I was talking to a modeling agency out there and also they were casting for a modeling show. So I was in that process of doing all that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to move to the Philippines. Like I've always wanted to do this. And then COVID hit and all of those things got canceled. And by the time the restrictions from COVID let up, I had already moved on and started training for a pageant and kind of had my focus on that. And everything obviously worked out.
Oh, wow. There's a reason for everything, right?
Yes.
Imagine you have already, it's in your plan to go home, to go mm-hmm. to the Philippines and be a model. Wow.
Yeah.
So how did you get into modeling?
I started at about age 18. I was
Okay.
interning for a fashion designer in Houston. So I was just working in their studio, and that designer started pulling me to different events and asking me to try on his clothes and model his clothes. So that kind of opened the door for the network and different opportunities in Houston. So people just started asking me organically, and I was like, yes, I would love to.
Oh yeah, that's like hey, you get a chance to wear different clothes, plus you'll make money too, right? Extra money. So why not? What about the pageantry? Since because like most of those women that who's been going to different pageantry, they've been was at a training since they were like younger, and that's their dream. I want to be the Miss
Are you
the next Miss
toddlers and
Universe, Miss
tiaras?
USA. But you never had that dream before. So how did you got
Yeah,
this
how did it
gig?
come to your radar,
Yes.
Well, I did from a young age when I started designing and modeling. I did from a young age want to somehow like advocate for sustainable fashion. I was like, I said, I want to make a difference as a designer, but when I was younger, I didn't really know how. And then fast forward to when I'm living in Houston and I'm graduated from college, I'm modeling and I'm designing, and I'm like, okay, I need to work really hard now that I'm out of school and let my career take off. Is when I met somebody at a photo shoot and she was doing my hair and she was like, you know what? I think you could be in a pageant. You would do really good. And she just started going on and on, like, my friend is Miss this and this and this and this. And I had no idea what she was talking about. I was really unfamiliar with the world. So I told her, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. And I am very busy, like, trying to build my fashion brand. But I started seeing this woman at different photo shoots, and she would always bring it up. And we started to be really good friends and started working together a lot. And then, long story short, she tricked me into coming to a photo shoot, and I showed up, and it was actually like a pageant recruiting school. And so I kind of
Whoa!
walked into it, and this lady in the office hands me a paper, and she says, "I'm so glad you are excited. I'm so glad you are interested in joining Miss Houston." And I was like, "What? I thought I was here for a photo shoot." And I like look at my friend like, what's going on? And I said, she just started talking to me about Miss Houston and what pageantry is all about. And she said, go home and think about it. So I go home and I actually like pray on it. I had an intuitive feeling. I was like, I think I need to try this. Like, I need to give it a try. And so I said yes. And I said, let me just take a leap of faith. And then I did my first pageant, and I fell in love with the training and the challenge and how much I grew from it. I was really coming out of my shell. So that's how it started. My first pageant was in COVID of, I think, some, yeah, during COVID.
Was it already Miss for Miss Houston, Texas?
No, it was an even smaller title. It was
Okay,
Miss
okay.
Kima, which is outside of Houston.
Okay.
Okay. So after that, Miss Houston, you won, right? Or
No, so Miss Kima, I got
okay.
first runner up. I was like, shoot, first runner up. I go to Miss Houston, I train harder, I get first runner up. And I say, let me go to Miss Texas now. I'm going to train harder. And I get first runner up. I was like, okay, that's it. I'm not doing this anymore. This is a lot. And then I finally decided to try for Miss Texas one more time and won. And
And
then
you
went to
won.
Miss USA and then Miss Universe. And that was my last year of eligibility when they had the age restriction. So.
Oh my God. Yeah, like speaking of
Well,
like age
imagine that.
restrictions, right? Like, because I know Miss Universe, like they already, I want to hear your two cents about it. Like, they already have like what? They have recent changes, right? Like, the transgender can now be part of
Join in, yeah.
the contestant. And then the second one, is what's the other one? I wrote it here. There's no age limit and height limit. So I want to know your perspective about it.
I think it's great because they are wanting to be more inclusive and giving more women the opportunity. I always advocated for raising the age limit because I won Miss Universe at the last age that you could win. So,
Right?
and I felt like, oh my gosh, like you don't have to be a certain age to be Miss Universe or, compete and have that same caliber as the women on stage. So I'm a fan of it.
I know, right? But girl, imagine that you were just on that cut. And probably if that woman, that your friend did not lured you to go to that.
Imagine Arbonne, you know, if you gave up already and said, hey, you know what, I'm done.
I know. I know. Like,
you'll probably be not Miss Universe, right?
Oh, and by the way, when you won Miss Texas, Miss USA, did you already have an inkling? Did you manifest that, you know what? I got this, Miss Universe.
Yes.
Oh, well, I definitely felt that when I won Miss USA because I felt on top of the world. I said, okay, let's go. I'm going to Universe. But that feeling quickly went away because I dealt with a lot of controversy when I was Miss USA. So when I went through, as soon as that excitement from the win died down and the criticism started coming in and everything kind of fell apart, I was really starting to lose faith that I even had a chance at going to Miss Universe.
So how did you deal with it? You know, like, because I'm sure, you know, you have to focus on preparing for the, you know, Miss Universe. And we've been reading and, you know, it's all around social media, right? So how did you deal with it? Yeah.
Ooh, that was such a tough time. I definitely felt unmotivated at times. It was like hard to get out of bed some days, but I had a really great team that I had been training with for Miss Texas and for Miss USA, and they were still holding me accountable and they were still honoring all my training sessions. So I would book out when I go to the gym, when I train with my speaking coaches, and it was kind of just like clockwork having them, you know, phone me and call me and say, hey, we're still doing this. And it was really the support system. And I said, I can't let the haters win. Exactly. I have even more to prove now. And I always said, if I don't go to Miss Universe and give it my all and show up as prepared as possible, I'll regret it for the rest of my life.
Oh my God. Did all those, I don't want to use the word B. Okay, let me use it. Those bitches, did they call you?
Did they call ever call on the phone?
Yeah, call you or message you like, hey, because it's like, oh, Luke was laughing now. Did ever at least one person call?
No, they did not call.
Or reach out? Call.
I don't think she'll answer.
Oh, yeah.
She's no, busy. No phone calls.
No,
yeah.
Busy and booked, girl, right?
Exactly.
Yes, amen.
Amen. It's just like right now, it's just more like, sorry. So who's laughing now, right? Like you, at least,
yes.
Thank God you stayed humble the whole time. We did not hear you say anything bad about, you know, like those people who's, you know, like those allegations about you. We did not hear. That's why we were so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, but now you're okay, right? Like you forgot about
I won. It was a dream come true. It felt so good. I mean, everything that I had gone through, it just felt 20 times better when I won.
20 times better,
right?
That year,
of course, we're rooting for two people.
Exactly.
Yes.
Philippines, and of course you.
You and USA. So. Yeah, true. And you know what? I think thank God that happened too, because those hurdles probably push you more to do better.
Mm-hmm,
right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Let me prove you something.
Then, yes, I'm thankful. It was a blessing in disguise.
Exactly. Girl, your walk is very fierce, your smile, everything.
That black dress of yours, you designed, right?
The evening gown, I did not. That was Sir Rian Fernandez.
Oh, the one with the cut, I think. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's very, it's not very traditional, really, for a pageant and Miss Universe. So was that a collaborative effort for you and him? Like, let's do something different, you know, a little edgy.
And why did you pick him, too, of all the good designers out there?
Because he's amazing, and he actually made my winning Miss Texas gown and my winning Miss USA gown. So I already had a relationship with him, and I said, you know what? Whatever we're doing is working. So
oh, wow.
I want to go with you again. And we had a good relationship, and we would bounce ideas back and forth, him, my stylist, and me. So it just naturally felt only right to go with him for Miss Universe as well.
Was it also him, correct me if I'm wrong,
your final walk? That
it was, yes.
Okay, let me just tell you, because when we were watching right at Jesse's house,
oh yes,
when you came out, my phone was there. It's now a thousand viewer or more reel.
Yes,
I was like, when I saw you turn and I saw the headdress, I said, "Pack, pack, pack. Oh my God. And you turn. And I saw, and we saw the whole dress. And like, oh my God. We've never seen the silhouette before. Wow. I mean, you're just like, you know, what do you call this? You're way ahead of your time, you know?
Exactly. So wait, about like, what about your diet? What were your routine, like your skincare routine, especially your diet? Because I'm sure like, I heard like you have this diet for 2 years, like kept on eating for 2 years, like on and on and on. So yes. What was it?
So yeah, my diet training for Miss Universe, very strict, same thing every day. Oatmeal and eggs for breakfast with protein powder. Lunch was shrimp and green beans. A snack was a rice cake and another protein shake. And then dinner was salmon and Brussels sprouts or salmon and broccoli. And I deviated from that. I like had a cheat meal maybe 2 times a month, but my coach really kept me in check. So he trained me like a bodybuilder. So bodybuilders, they do that. They weigh out their food and they eat the same things every day. They're so intense.
Every day?
But I was very happy with my results. After I won Miss Universe, I did not continue that diet.
Oh my God. What is the first thing that you ate after like, I won this title, so let me eat like burger. And what did you, first thing that you ate?
Oh, I don't even know. But when I got to New York, I had an Ensenada buffet.
Ensenada.
I ate 14 ensenadas in 1 weekend.
You ate 14 ensenada?
Yes, I love them so much.
I can join you with that.
Oh my god, I love ensenada too. Does it right with a lot of cheese and you put it in the microwave for like 30
and now,
seconds and you eat it.
Arboni, that you are a true blue New Yorker. The New York bug has bit you and now you finally moved in there, we heard. And speaking of food, we're talking about food. New York is known to have 2,000 restaurants and bars and the best food. What is your favorite food now or go-to in New York?
In New York City.
Ooh. I actually recently went to a restaurant last weekend, Medusa. It's like Greek Mediterranean. I love seafood. They had the best oysters. That was amazing. I think it was in Meatpacking District, but I could be wrong. So is the first place I've ate since I've been back in New York. And I definitely would want to go get it. So good. The seafood, delicious.
Yeah, we love it in Meatpacking. How about, the Joe's Pizza and all those?
Joe's Pizza is always good. Pizza by the Slice, definitely. What else?
Do you drink?
Every now and then. I didn't too much when I was here last year because I was traveling and, a little busy. So...
Oh, wow. So, but at least you drink like wine here and there, not like a heavy drinker. Like us.
Yeah.
Like us. Because we drink. Wow. Wait, I want to know about your love life.
Here it comes.
Your love life. So who is the lucky guy?
I have a man. He's amazing. He lives in San Diego. So we do the whole long distance thing, but we have been together since before Miss Universe and we made it through the year. So I'm very thankful for that.
Wow. Since Miss Universe, so that means like you've been together for 4 years?
4 years now, yes.
Girl. So probably one of these days, since Universe has just ended, your reign just ended. Probably he'll need
I'm focused on my career.
Exactly.
And speaking of career, you mentioned it. What are your plans now? Because the world is your oyster. Everybody
that's
knows
how
you.
It feels.
Everybody knows that you're Miss Universe, you're famous. What are your next plans? Because are you going to act? Are you gonna be in movies right now?
Yeah. Possibly, I'm based in New York, so I am living here, modeling, I'm doing fashion, I have my fashion label, I'm actually wearing one of my blazers, I just dropped a new collection under my label, Arboni Nola, I've been going to a lot of events, and I'm going to the Philippines for some work as well, so I'm very excited for this year.
Oh, wow, when are you going to the Philippines?
I should be going next month.
Oh, in February. Wow. Mm-hmm.
I love this jacket of yours.
They can get your
designs on Insta or your website.
Yes, on my website, armoninola.com. That's where I sell it right now. I've uploaded all my stuff. And I put it on social, all my social channels too.
I have a friend, her name is Charm, and she's your number one fan. Yeah. And she's our new friend here, there in New York. And she, before this interview happened, even in our radar, we FaceTimed, I was in the airport and said, "Hey, I got my design from that I ordered for Aunt Bonnie." And I
asked,
It's a green crop jacket, and then
yes, and then she said, "Show me a photo."
And then she said, "Can I ask for a note?" And she showed me like the note, and you're very sweet. I'm like, you know, you're very hands on with the people that you know admire and get your product. So, and she's really happy with it. And she said, "Say hi to my idol." That's what she said. That's what Sean
I know.
Said.
Oh, tell her I said hello. Yes, I wrote her a note because this collection I dropped is very special to me. They're all one of one, and there's only 100 pieces. So I actually packaged them all and shipped them out myself.
Oh my God, you're really hands on.
Mm-hmm.
So most of your collections are, is it still sustainable, eco-friendly?
Yes, like the last collection, the Boss Blazer collection, it's all blazers that were already pre-existing that I sourced. They're vintage, and then you can't see all of it, but I reworked them. I added my own flair and everything, you know, jazzed them up a little bit.
So do you think we'll be expecting to see you in the next fashion week with your collection?
I hope so in one way or another. Definitely. That's definitely one of the goals.
That's one of the goals. Well, in the Philippines, mm-hmm. are you planning to collaborate with, you know, with one of the tycoons there?
Possibly. I have a lot coming up in the Philippines that I wish I could tell you more about, but it will be releasing later this year. But let me just tell you, it's very exciting.
Oh my God, we're so excited! I want to buy one of your blazers because I've seen it online. It's so beautiful.
Check it out.
Yes, definitely.
There's still a few left.
There's still what?
There's still a few left.
A few left. With what size? Like I'm not a size zero. But I'm gonna check it. Maybe I'm a small or medium.
I think it would be a small.
A small, mm-hmm. right? Like probably, mm-hmm. yeah, from here. But when you see me in person, be like, "Oh my God, you're fat." Just kidding. Well, you know what? I'm curious. Like, what about like because for example, like how will you compete with you know, there's a lot of fashion brand right now, and there's a lot of Gen Z's, who's the influencers that will always wear fashionable but inexpensive. So how will you compete your brand to them, to those, you know, big companies, like, you know, like the, I don't want to compare your clothing line with Forever 21, let's say Uniqlo or mm-hmm. or Zara or Mango. So how will you compete with them?
Well, you know, I think I'm coming out with a completely different product because they're all one of one and they're vintage, pre-loved. And so I'm designing them myself. So I think I would say like my customer and their customer are different. And so I'm not mass producing.
They're fast fashion and you're exactly the complete opposite of them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's hard to compete with the giants, but you know, I'm more of a like independent smaller brand, so I think there's also a customer that wants that piece that like nobody has.
I think that's yes. that's a good niche of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But you know, small brand for now. In 2 years or maybe a year? No, you're probably the next Monique Louyer.
Small and growing.
Anything can happen.
Exactly. Sky's the limit, girl. What about designing, let's say, for example, I'm getting married and I want to, you know, a wedding gown. Do you also do that? Do you do that too?
I have not done a wedding gown. And you know what? My cousins asked me to make them one, but none of them got married. So we'll see. There's a lot of cousins I've said, "I'm going to make your wedding gown when it happens." But I would say my main focus, I don't do custom because I travel too much. So I do like limited drop collections.
Yeah, you don't have, you have to have a lot of hands. I want to pick your brain because you know what? I like to draw.
Yeah, he's a designer too. You know, what?
I'm 46 already. But my body is 28, but my mind is 16. A 16
46 years young.
Yes. Exactly.
Now, I'm lazy. I'm like way behind, but I'm what are you going to give me an advice for? Is it too late for me like to explore even like designing clothes and all that?
Never too late. Who told you that?
Just Jcast, like, yeah. I mean, give him an advice.
Because I can draw. Girl, definitely. Give him an and advice. You know, I'm here at my sister's house, and I'm already starting to learn how to sew.
No, really?
And I love it. Yes. I know you have to start like this within your space, and you know, and some mm-hmm. and be just positive, and you know it. You can be our Bonnie in the future. Why not? Right. You know. So, yeah. That's
I don't think it matters. Yeah, I don't think it matters what age you are. And you know, so what if you live for 50 more years?
I know
exactly. Right.
Do is it important though for me to still study fashion and sewing, you know, like
go to
technically
school?
Yeah, in a school.
In a school, you know, I went to school and it helped me a lot, but I don't think it's the only way. I think especially with YouTube and being proactive, I learned a lot outside of school as well. I think it's all about networking. You know, I interned for about 3 different designers. I learned a lot hands-on. So I think you could absorb knowledge from so many different places, and exactly. Everything feels like it's on the internet now to learn.
I know you can pull knowledge from different types of, for example, like social media, anywhere, right? Even like TikTok right now, they have tutorial for like a minute tutorial, right?
Yes, speed tutorials. Yes.
Speed tutorial. Wow. Eventually, do you have plans of like, maybe, I know you're so busy right now, maybe in the near future, did it ever occur to your mind that you might have a book or you'll start teaching about fashion?
Yes, definitely. I definitely want to do that in the future, because before Miss Universe, I was living in Houston and working as a sewing instructor. Oh, yes, so yes. I really loved being able to teach people, and I was doing sewing workshops all over. So that's definitely still in me, and definitely want to make a book too.
Oh, wow. Jcast, so you'll be, just in case Arbonne will have, you know, a school for like, limited only. You have to be there right away.
Girl, I'm going to take her up on that dinner, and I'm going to pick her brain. And because that's what I'm kind of doing right now. I want to do that like an existing clothing, and then just jazz it up with my design and just draw. And
yes.
You know, why not? You know, just find where my, I feel like design is emotions and feelings.
Definitely. So, just experiment. Why not?
It's okay, true. Now so let me go back to you again and stop talking about me. So you just finished your 1 year reign. Mm-hmm. What I want to know, what is the best learning that you received in this Miss Universe 1 year reign that you had?
Oh, wow. What is the best learning? I would say, for one, to really not care what people say, because in the beginning of becoming Miss Universe, I try so hard to look perfect all the time, be the perfect Miss Universe, and it's like, it doesn't matter how much you do, there's always somebody that's gonna hate on you for whatever reason, or just throw you negative comments. So I learned like a couple months into my reign to not put energy into that anymore, and really just be yourself. And the people will love you for being yourself, and you know your imperfections, or I mess up in an interview or whatever. And I just felt so much more comfortable and had a lot more fun during my reign after that kind of light bulb went off. I mean, I just had so much fun after that.
I know, right?
Like, and you look like it, you know? You didn't mind like the keyboard warriors anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there still a keyboard warrior? I think they all shut down.
They always have
the moment you won.
I think there always will be.
There's always something to say, you know?
True, true.
They're not busy.
No matter
what. They're just behind the keyboard, you know?
Yeah.
Just like what happened to Jokoy, right? Like, hey, look at him now, right? Bad or good publicity, it's still publicity. And now everyone knows him.
Now he's a household name.
A-lister.
Okay.
Just like you, Arbonne, you're a household name now. Right? Like, oh my God. So wait, hold on. I know that you have a 9 o'clock meeting, right? You have
at 9? Like, I haven't looked at the time.
I know, we were like, because we want to still talk. And I'm like, oh, you have a 9 p.m. Event. Is it an event or you have a meeting? Or
I have a meeting.
A meeting. Okay. All right. So Jcast, before we end the show, would you like to ask your last question, your pageant question?
Yes. Oh. Well, the, you know, my question early was like a pageant number one question. But you know what, Arbonne, this is what we always ask at during the end of a show with our esteemed guests. So put your pageant crown again in your scepter and get ready.
So, okay.
Arbonne. I can't believe I'm asking Arbonne this. Oh, my God.
Oh God. Okay.
If you were given a chance to travel back in time and then talk to your younger self, what are you going to tell her?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I would tell myself, keep your head up no matter what, because the future is very bright and you don't want to waste any time, any energy, or be crying for the wrong reasons because somebody else made you feel bad or you're trying to impress your friends. You know, make choices for yourself and really stay positive, because I would say, I mean, looking at my life now, I feel very blessed and it took a lot of hard work to get here. So I tell my younger self, you know, just remember that the future is bright and keep going.
Very well said, no? A real Miss Universe. Oh my God. We're like, I'm having chills while we're talking. Yes. I can't believe you're in front of us. Thank you so much, Arbonne. I mean, I wish, I'll say this in Tagalog. I'm not so sure if you'll understand it. Sana may meet ka namin in person. Did you understand what I just said?
You hope that we meet in person?
Oh, yay! Yes, yes, yes. Hopefully, like, you know, if you're not busy, one
we'll treat you and Nancy
dinner.
To dinner at the
yes,
new packing.
Yes, yes, yes. We're all neighbors, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank Aww. You so much. Thank you so much. So last word, I mean, a message to everyone who's listening right
yeah,
now.
To TFC subscribers
to
worldwide.
TFC, especially the yeah. TFC subscribers.
Aww, all the subscribers, everybody listening, thank you so much. Thank you for following my journey. The Filipinos, the Filipino-Americans, non-Filipinos, y'all are the heartbeat of what I do and keep me going. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. 2024 is going to be a great year. A lot of things coming. Please follow me on all my social medias at Arbonne Nola. Got a lot of great projects that I want to share with you. So thank you. Maraming, maraming salamat po.
Wow.
More in 2024.
And that more 2024.
All of us,
and we you wish know? You well. Yes. Thank you. Thank you
yes.
so much.
Wishing okay, y'all so- the best in 2024.
Yes, thank you. So, Jake, let's close our show for this morning. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you po, mga ating mga TFC yes. subscribers worldwide for watching this episode. Don't forget to share this amongst your family and friends. And also, thank you to ABS-CBN's FYE channel in Kumu for watching. And also, sa mga pasahero natin sa Jeepney TV. Oh my God, our queen, always be a queen, Arbonne Nola Gabriel. Thank you for hanging out with us in our Munting show. And yes. we are going to root for you. We're going to see more of you in 2024. Okay, yes. Let's have our last toast for this morning,
last
guys.
Toast for this morning. Okay, yes. go.
Arbonne and everyone, amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it
over
a glass or two.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you, Arbonne. We love you.
So thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Oh,